Well, good morning. As you can tell, we are a little short-handed today, and we are having to switch people to various responsibilities, but I think it's going pretty good. I love Christmas. It is a wonderful time of the year. I have thoroughly enjoyed the last three Sundays. Three Sundays ago, we looked at the importance of God keeping his promises. Two Sundays ago, we looked at the importance of the lineage of Christ. And last Sunday, we looked at the importance of the incarnation, of God becoming man. And today, we look at the importance of the gospel. And this is what Christmas is all about. God keeping his promise to become one of us to save us from our sin. So if the gospel is important, and it is, then we need to make sure that we get it right. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, we are told of Joseph and Mary's trip to Bethlehem and the birth of Jesus. That is a sermon in itself, but today we pick up in verse 8. So if you are able and you want to, let's stand as we read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And by the way, I am 67, and I have been watching A Charlie Brown Christmas for a long time. This is the passage that Linus says and quotes on the stage in A Charlie Brown Christmas. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. Do not be afraid, the angel said to them. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured these things up in her heart, pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You may be seated. There are two things that I want to point out in this passage. The first is the message of the Savior being born, and the second is the response of the shepherds. In verse 9, we see the miraculous appearance of an angel, and the shepherds were terrified. Picture a dark night. And that's a bit difficult for us in the city. But if you have ever been way out in a rural area where there is not any light pollution, it is dark. So you have these sheep watching over their sheep as best they can in the darkness. And suddenly an angel appears. No doubt the sudden brightness surprised the shepherds. And then realizing this was the miraculous appearance of an angel, the shepherds were immediately afraid, and you would have been too. The angel tells them, "Do not be afraid. He's not there to announce judgment. He's there to tell them the greatest news ever. He's there to bring good news." Whenever I call my mother, she's in a nursing home in Tennessee, and I say, "Hey, mother, it's David." The first thing she says, "Is everything okay?" "Yeah, Mom, everything's okay." Now, the angel's there to bring good news. The best news in verse 11, that a Savior has been born. And by the way, let me remind you, if you missed it, please go on our YouTube channel and listen to last week's sermon. Because in that sermon, we explain the importance of God becoming man. We call it the incarnation. And it is absolutely necessary for us to be able to find salvation in Christ. So please go back and listen to that sermon if you missed it. But anyway, the best news in verse 11, that a Savior has been born. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And he makes it clear that this Savior is the Messiah. He is Christ, the Lord. Now, the Greek word for Christ can also be translated Messiah. This baby is the one who will save you. And that's what a Savior does. He saves. In verse 12, the angel gives them a way to know that what he's telling them is true, that the baby will be lying in a manger, which was sort of an unusual thing. It's not normally where you would place a newborn infant. And verse 12 is more than a subtle hint that the shepherds are to go see this for themselves. But before they can go, a vast group of angels appear. And if one angel was enough to get their attention, now the sky is full of angels praising God and talking of the peace that will come to those who believe in this Savior, this Messiah. And then, back to darkness as the angels leave. And so you have the message. This is simple. The message: there is a Savior. Now, many people in our world today may not be thinking they need a Savior. But they do know that something in the world is wrong. And in times of quiet contemplation, you know, when they're alone by themselves, thinking about life, thinking about themselves, in times of quiet contemplation, they will admit something is wrong with them. They may not be able to identify it as the Bible does, but people are searching for peace. They may not have an outright fear, but many people have an uncertainty about life. They're searching for something, for more. They know they're lacking something and that they have not been able to fix it or satisfy it on their own. YouVersion is the most used Bible app on cell phones. YouVersion identified Isaiah 41:10 as its most engaged with Bible verse of 2025, marking the fourth time in 6 years that this verse, this passage, has taken the top spot. And I'll be honest with you, that surprised me when I read this article. I figured it would be John 3:16, or Psalm 23, something a little bit more well known. Do you want to know what Isaiah 41:10 says? So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do not fear. That's what the angels first said in Luke chapter 2. Listen to what Bobby Grunewald, the founder and CEO of YouVersion, says. I think this verse keeps rising to the top because it addresses one of our deepest needs, the assurance that we're not alone. In a world full of anxiety and uncertainty, people are drawn to God's promise to be with us, to strengthen us, to help us. That message never gets old because the need for it is universal and timeless. That's what he said. The message of a Savior. The message that there is someone great enough to help really appeals to people. So you remember the two things I wanted to point out in this passage. The first is the message of the Savior being born. The second is the response of the shepherds. Well, first, they believe it. They believe it. They believe it enough to act on it. Shepherds would not have understood the prophetic and theological truths of what the angel said to them. They were not trained in that. But they understood enough to believe it. They understood enough to act on it. In verse 15, they say, Let's go and see what the angel just told them. And they do. They find Mary, Joseph, and the baby just as the angels said they would. See, they act on their belief. As basic and limited as their understanding was, they acted on it. And you need to do that. If you understand enough to know that you need a Savior, you need someone to help you, then you know enough to commit to this Savior. I remember when my father-in-law was in the hospital with cancer just before he was placed in hospice and shortly before he passed away. All the years that I knew him, he had not been very receptive to me sharing my faith with him for decades. But that day, as I was visiting him, I said, "Pop, I know you haven't wanted me to talk to you about Jesus, but I need to tell you something." And he nodded his head to say, "Okay." And I can't remember all that I said to him, but I do remember one sentence, word for word. And as I explained about Jesus, I said, "One thing I know, I'm a great sinner. And Jesus is a great Savior. And if you trust in that Savior, He is enough." Now, my father-in-law didn't say much then. That moment passed and other people came into the room. But I hold out the hope that we have in Christ, that He understood enough and that he believed enough to find that Jesus was indeed enough. And what I did in talking with my father-in-law is the second way the shepherds responded, right? First, the shepherds responded by believing it enough to act on it themselves. Second, they told others. Verse 17, when they had seen him, the baby, the Messiah, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They spread the word. I don't know if many of you know this, but there was a Chicago Bears football game on TV last night. How many minutes are in a game? Is it 60? Yeah, four 15-minute quarters. For 59 minutes, I was mad. The Bears stunk, in my opinion. I was so frustrated. And they were losing. Is there anyone here who hasn't seen the game and doesn't want to know the final score? I don't want to pop your bubble if you're going to go home and watch it. I've done that before, and I'm still sorry about that. In the last minute of the game, the Bears tied it, and it went to overtime. And it was either a 46 or a 48-yard pass to the end zone that the Bears won. Several of you have mentioned that to me on the way in this morning. And I've mentioned it to you, and we have rejoiced in that. Because not only did the Bears win, the Packers lost. My Christmas came early. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we love Christmas. I do. I love all of it. The food, the lights, the decorations, family, the gifts, the excitement. But most of all, I love the truth of what the angels told the shepherds. A Savior is born. We have a Savior. There's someone who is more than enough to help us. And if you know this Savior, and if you're following this Savior, please follow the example of the shepherds and tell others what you know. Because if you really understand the depth of your need for a Savior, and you begin to understand how great a Savior Jesus is, it will change you. Listen to verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So yeah, once the big event was over, you know, the angels appeared, they're terrified, the angel tells them the message, they go into Bethlehem, they see the baby for themselves, and then they start telling everybody what they had heard and seen. And once the big event was over, you know where the shepherds went? The shepherds went back to the sheep. They went back to their lives. But I will guarantee you that they never stopped sharing what they experienced for the rest of their lives. Even if they live to be 100, I can guarantee you, till their last thought, till their last breath, they remembered that moment. Please, please hear the message of Christmas. Your Savior is here. Please, please believe in Him. And if you have questions, doubts, objections to Christianity, I would absolutely love the opportunity to listen to you and hear your concerns and your questions. I won't be able to respond to all of them. I don't know everything. But I would love to try to help you realize Jesus is enough. He's more than enough. He's everything. And He doesn't want to be just a Savior. He wants to be your Savior. You, each one of you. Believe in Him. Follow Him. Believe in Him enough to act on it. Follow Him. Live for Him. And tell others about Him. Let's pray. Father, we I do. I really love Christmas. Christmas and Easter, two high points of the year for me. My goodness. These four Sundays have just been so rich and so deep. And even all these years that I've followed you as a pastor, as a Christian, it has even more reinforced these truths in my mind and in my heart. The Savior is born. I believe it. And I believe that He is my Savior. And I thank you for leading me to trust in you. To trust in this Savior, the baby born, but also the baby who grew up to a man, the God-man, Jesus Christ, died on the cross and rose the third day for my sin, my Savior. God, help everyone in this room and everyone that we can tell, help them to understand who this Savior is. May they believe in Him, trust in Him, follow Him.